Welcome to Scott Cluthie's Positively Incorrect, live on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. And now, Scott Cluthie and Positively Incorrect. Live on this Sunday evening across America, around the world, it's time again for Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie. Of course, this is a Sunday, so I have the world's greatest intuitives, psychics, and other sensitives on with me. Tonight, of course, being no exception, my good friend, now published with her national release from Hay House of Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity That Heals Our World, it's Dr. Carmen Hara. Carmen, welcome. Hi there.
Thank you so much, Scott, for the opportunity. I'm so grateful to you and grateful to everybody listening.
Well, it's always a service to others as well, and we invite your listeners tonight. I will have questions for Carmen later, personal, global nature, whatever it might be. The call-in line is always the same, 347-308-8478. That's the call-in line. I've got lots of open lines, but they do fill up quickly, so 347-308-8478, the call-in line here at Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, this evening with Dr. Carmen Hara, who's a clinical psychologist and, of course, a TV personality because she's on TV. Also involved in a new film out there in beautiful California she's getting involved with as well. And, of course, she has extensive training in couples and cognitive therapy combined with her uncanny intuitive abilities demonstrated on this show time after time after time over the years as well. And the new book is out now, Holiness, and there is a website, holiness.com. And, of course, that's a different kind of holiness spelling, perhaps, for you listeners, as in a whole, a complete thing, W-H-O-L-E, whole, holiness, W-H-O-L-E-L-I-N-E-S-S, holiness.com. And we're going to be talking about the book this evening, but as I said, taking your calls. The call-in line, 347-308-8478, and now, finally, Carmen, Holiness is out with a national release just this last week from Hay House. Congratulations on that. I know it's been another labor of love for you from the many great books you've created over the years.
Thank you, Scott. And I want to tell everybody that, you know, we are on the brink of this greatest shift in human history. So we sense that there's a lot of turbulence. So because of that, everybody wants change. And when we cannot change, you know, when we cannot actually achieve what we want, and then we are challenged to change ourselves. So the purpose of this book is actually in repairing what is broken, in healing ourselves, healing our planet, and in shattering all this old illusion that have kept us from reaching our potential as humans. So all these institutions that everybody can see are crumbling, and we are frightened by this general turmoil. And it's interesting, Scott, I was just thinking the other day when you watch TV that because we're so scared subconsciously, psychologically we tend to shift our attention to the things that are irrelevant, like all this gossip about people's lives, about their mistakes, about governors who are cheating, about all kinds of crimes, and we are needy and desperate to feed into something else instead of going inward and seeing what we generally are going through. So I said to myself, we need to reclaim the wisdom of the ancient who understood that we are all interwoven into the sacred fabric of creation and everything is a whole. I don't know if you remember, but Nostradamus, who without a doubt was such a great prophet, but he was also a doctor, and he was a philosopher and an astrologer. He used to be one of the people by his time, 500 years ago, all the time screaming to everybody, don't cut the human body. The body is a whole, is a totality. Pay attention to the oneness, pay attention to the holiness. But people didn't really listen to him. And even 500 years later, we wonder, how was it possible that his mind was so evolved that he saw things 500 years later? And we are so skeptic sometimes because we cannot comprehend that we tend to judge, you know, what we don't understand. We blame, we judge, we try to crucify, and we try to destroy everything that goes beyond our understanding. So I said to myself, I need to write this book because we are all, as I said, connected into this time more than ever before. And which is the way to eradicate fear other than coming together as unity? And the whole idea of holiness is being entire, being united, being one, being whole, being united to the divine, and letting go all these negative emotions. So I think that this book is trying to reach out to everybody out there who can sense the changes, and that we, as I said, standing on this brink of the greatest shift in human history, because I don't think that after 2012 life will be the same on Earth. Everything that has been established for thousands of years will kind of try to change, but the change is unnecessary and are for better. You know, the whole idea of life is change and transformation. Change, if you look at someone's life, things are never the same. We want to keep them the same, but they cannot be. We have to go through the process of becoming, transforming. So as much as we want to keep things in place, they can never be in place. If you look how life on Earth was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 10 years ago, we can see how much change happened to us, to globally, to our world around, internally, how our perception has shifted, how our understanding is different. So that's exactly what's happening right now as this planetary alignment is going to happen. And that happens once in 26,000 years and sometimes once in millions of years, you know. If we go back in time 26,000 years ago, we go back in time 50,000 years ago, how life on Earth was. Except that many of us think that that kind of a shift can be so catastrophic that it might probably mean the end of this era in a sense of the end of this civilization.
Carmen, that's a big mouthful you just said there. But there are many people pointing in that direction. By the way, I want to invite listeners. Carmen Ahara is one of the most gifted intuitives around as well. We will take your personal calls a little later. It's really first come, first serve. And I have a couple open slots right now. If you're the call right now, you'll be sure and get through with Carmen when we start taking those calls. And the call-in line here at Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, here on Blog Talk Radio, it's 347-308-8478. That's 347-308-8478, live on this Sunday night. Good time to call would be right now. My guest, Carmen Ahara, her new book, Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity that Heals Our World. She is my guest for this hour, and it's great to have you out there listening tonight here live on Positively Incorrect. You know, Carmen, I was thinking, I had an incredible guest on Thursday evening. I had the founder of the Human Potential Movement, Dr. Jean Houston, was with me for an hour. You know, we talked a lot about her work and what she sees and her commitment and all these things she does. And I hear you talk about that, embracing the wholeness and the community of humanity and the changes and all this. But, you know, I think, Carmen, I want to talk about these challenges, and I want to talk about what people need to start to consider, because, you know, when I look at the popular media right now, you know, we're focused on a court case about a woman who may or may not have murdered her little girl. Now, look, I'm not saying that's not a horrible thing. I'm not saying that's a sad and tragic event. But the fact is, that's one person, one little girl, and one other person in this court case, and this myopic focus of energy into it. Did she do it? Didn't she do it? What's she going to say? Who's going to do it? Kind of like what you're talking about with the focus on a particular politician did this, who did that, versus the large-scale issues that we've got staring us in the face. And I look at people who, let's just say, for lack of a better languaging on my part, maybe have been working on their awareness, or tried to travel a road of a little more inclusiveness or enlightenment, whatever it might be. But I look at them and look at the struggles they're going through right now, and then I consider the person, or millions and billions of people, really, who are just wondering what the score is of the football game this weekend. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, you can be an enlightened being and root for the home team any which way. And you can also be, maybe not the brightest bauble on the planet and still be a kind-hearted and good-hearted person, which I think is probably more important. But Carmen, given what you're saying, the nature of these changes of this energy, how the heck are we going to pull ourselves through into a unified, a holiness, humanity in beginning in 2 years?
That's what I'm asking myself too. Because in my opinion, the antidote of this suffering that we have right now, and I think the reason, because we suffer, all of us in a way or another, because the story with the economy and everything that's happening in the world is affecting all of us.
Hey, it's affecting me every day,
I think
day,
the
Carmen.
Antidote is actually coming together. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I'm just saying it affects me every day.
Yeah, exactly. And so many millions, hundreds of billions on the planet who are suffering right now. The reason they're suffering is because they don't know what's going to happen with their home. They don't know if they will have food on the table. They don't know what's going to happen with the world in a year from now if the satellites around the Earth are not going to work. And that's a scary feeling. And I want to make a parenthesis. 3 days ago, I had no lights in my home. All of a sudden, you know, for like 7-8 hours late at night. And my God, living in Florida with the heat, you know, no electricity, no nothing. And I was thinking to myself, what if something like this can happen to the world for like 3 days, 30 days? If you think of the Fatima prophecy that says the 3 days of darkness, if you think of all the prophecy that talk about the world being in darkness, I think those prophecies are probably pointing to the fact that, boy, that can happen to us in the very near future. And guess what? Nobody talks about it because we're afraid to talk about it. We prefer to repress reality and focus all our attention towards something that is so vain, like what is the governor doing with his pictures, with his naked pictures, and who cares about that? You know, that's so irrelevant. But we need gossip. We need something that can shift our reality to a major world event into something that doesn't even matter at the end of the day, you know. I really believe that the moment, it's like, how is this going to happen? I tell you how. In my vision, something major will happen to us. It's almost the outer world from the outside. Something will happen. It's exactly like if you think of the a tragic event that can, like an earthquake, that can bring us together, that can wake us up to the reality, you know. I think something of a larger magnitude will actually happen for us to actually wake up and realize, hey, we have to put all our energy together into saving our life and the life of the planet, and that there is a way to do it. Because other than that, I agree with you. Everybody, you know, lives into me, me, me. Nobody lives into we, and that's the sad part. We all afraid. We all scared. We all isolate each other from each other. We alienate from each other. We live in different belief system. We live in different worlds, and we are far from coming together. That is the way the world looks today. But I think that something will shake our consciousness and bring us together, because that's the only way. There's no other way.
Let's talk about, and by the way, listeners, I will be taking your calls for Dr. Carmen Hara this evening. And the call-in line, 347-308-8478. We're getting more callers on the line now. So if you're interested, call now so you'll have a chance to get through. People always wait till the end of the show, and then it's too late. 347-308-8478, live here on Blog Talk Radio.
I want to tell you something, Scott. Do you remember that you and I, we had many shows together? And one of the shows, for instance, last year, at the beginning of the last year, we said that 2010 is the year of earthquakes. And 3 years later, we had a huge earthquake and then another one and then another one. But this year, I will never forget that. It was January 3rd this year when you and I were on the radio, and the prediction was this is the year of political earthquakes, and this year is going to start with problems of people marching in the street, leaders of the world vanishing overnight, including this Osama bin Laden, major leaders, terrorists, dictatorship, things that are not valid anymore. I found it very interesting that 2011 is also the year when Prince William gets married, and that to me resonates into the end of the Queen Elizabeth and the beginning of a new King of England, which is going to be Prince William. But that's also the end of the monarchy, because because this is going to be the last king. What does it say? That all these institutions that survived through centuries are kind of coming to an end, you know? When are we coming to the realization that probably presidents of states, they cannot actually really fix our problems, you know? That having different monetary system is not a solution. That the whole idea of money is probably falling apart because a new financial system has to come in place and has to come to life. I think we are just living so rapidly an era of ending things that are coming to an end, you know, and that's what I think 2012 is all about, the beginning of a new system, the beginning of a new era, implementing this divine into our life. And even if we refuse to see it and we claim that we're not and we focus on attention into all kinds of unimportant stuff, we'll be forced to center our attention into what matters most. Because what matters most is to regain this meaning to life, to recognize the necessity for change, to accept the large-scale changes headed our ways, to regain this trust because we lost the trust, to reawakening to the connection to the divine force. We forgot about the divine. We forgot about things. To heal all these diseases, you know, that happened to us for centuries, and we had no idea how to heal cancer, and we continue to die, you know, in such a large rate, you know, every day from cancer. So addressing the suffering, that's a major one. The suffering that we've caused to the human race through history. And what is this going to be done through expanding universal awareness, you know, elevating the consciousness and achieving that state of awareness and a state of joy, you know, and a state of generosity and abundance that we are talking about in thousands of books out there, but applying it seems so impossible. So I do think that this universe, you know, it reaches a stage in which we have to reclaim, as I said, all this ancient teaching, you know, to experience finally, you know, our brilliant potential and our healthy mind and spirit, because everything, as I said, is interconnectedness and is this holiness as a nourishment to transcend the challenges and emerge, you know, like more beautiful beings and more capable of the unconditional love and creating the peace on earth that we so much need in this time.
This is Dr. Kamen Hara, my guest this evening here on Positively Incorrect. Her new book is Holiness, W-H-O-L-E, like being complete and whole. Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity that Heals Our World. And that's the website, Holiness, W-H-O-L-E-L-I-N-E-S-S, holiness.com. Check it out there. A lot of great information there from Carmen, and you can find your copy, you know, at Amazon, wherever it might be, your favorite bookstore and so on. It's just been nationally released in the last week, so it's great to have her on with us this evening. And we will be taking your calls at 347-308-8478 in just a little bit. You know, talking about this, you talk about these overarching galactic, universal, world principles, but of course, Carmen, each of us are an individual. Each of us have the life, our world around us. And one of the things you talk about in Holiness is this idea of reawakening our creativity to envision a better world. What are some of the ways, Carmen, that each of us in our own way, in our world, can start to create this holiness within our lives in just the way we are?
No, I think that the way to do it is I created in my book a system that is called ACT. Pray, you know, and acknowledge. It's like three steps, you know, because people can say, well, I don't know how I can do this. This seems so complicated. I don't really get this. So when people start to realize that there's unity in everything, there's unity between past, present, and future, there's unity between mind, body, and spirit, there's unity between you, the people around you, the planet. So we're so connected. As I said, we're all interwoven into the sacred fabric of creation. So the way that you can do it in your own life is applying the three steps that I talk into my book. And that allows you to see how you are connected with your own self. Like, you have to observe. One of the things that you have to do, you know, is observe how to, for instance, overcome your own ego in order to create your own holiness. Because I think that if you have your ego, you will live into me, me, me. The moment you overcome and you observe that you have a problem with your ego, then you can let go of your ego and you're not resisting to create a holiness. So at that point in time, you know, you are able to really establish that. And you also can, the next step will be can actually pray, you know, to get the healing qualities to erase the negativity that exists. And then you can, the next step, you can take action, because it's all about acting in life. Like, for instance, you can share a meal with others, you know, as a reminder of the connection of all that is life. You can remember of togetherness, because how many of you completely forgot about your family members, or you completely forgot about all those people who suffer in the world? But the moment you remember that and you pray for that and you act upon, and you know what I mean, then you definitely... Yeah. Are able to achieve this holiness, and it's give you a great feeling of good. I think it's an amazing feeling to be able to give to someone else, you know, something that you have. I give you like an example. I have in my backyard, I have three trees that they every day, you know, there's tons of mangoes, you know. I put them outside my house and I said, who wants to take them? You know, it's just for everybody. It's not only for me. So the moment you understand that everything that comes out of you, that creative force, is just actually meant to serve the world around, and whatever is in your backyard might belong to other people. Don't attach, you know, the concept of the Buddhism and Hinduism is never attached to the physical world that much. That's what we're learning. In order to live a peaceful life, try to create positive karma through your action. And indirectly, you experience that sense of being whole and united with everything that exists around you. Because that's what holiness is. Unite with everything that exists on earth and above.
Yes. The voice of Dr. Kamen Hara this evening here on Positively Incorrect. We'll be taking your calls in just a minute here at 347-308-8478. Carmen, you know, you've worked with spirit. You've had spirit present in your life. It's come to you with a high degree of accuracy many times as an intuitional guide. And, you know, you're known for that in many parts of the world, here as well, of course, and you've written many books on that and karma and so on. What do you feel is the message of spirit that you're picking up, even when you're doing readings for people? Are you getting more input about our condition? What does spirit, what would they have us know about these times we're in, and the timeliness and the timelessness of that part of ourselves that is connected to that greater whole?
Well, talking about the greater whole, of course, there's a unity between the visible and the invisible. There's a unity between different dimensions, like the first dimension, second, third. We're apparently in the fourth level of creation, so we actually live in a low level of consciousness, which is the fourth level of cremation, which is the physical world of earth, water, fire, air. But beyond this is the etheric world, which is the fifth dimension. But the fifth dimension is interconnected with the physical dimension, because if you look at the human body, we're made of earth, water, fire, air. Within our body, there's these four elements, which are called God. But beyond that, there is something that is invisible around us. There is an auric field that you don't see, exactly like the air. So we're made of something that is visible, that is like in physics, like it's touchable. But beyond this, there is something that you don't know. Like Einstein used to say, a human is part of a whole called by us the universe, a part that is limited in time and space. So through our feelings and thoughts, we experience being separated from the rest, but that's only an illusion of the consciousness. So the moment when we realize that the spirit world is as connected to us as we can be, there's a tremendous unity between visible and invisible, that we work together, then we will one day acknowledge that actually the invisible world, the world of the spirit, is as real as our world, and in many ways is more more healed, as more complete, because we used to say that we're on the other side. You don't have all these negative feelings. You don't hate anymore. You don't have the issues that we have when we're here at a low level of consciousness. So at a higher dimension, you're a superior force. You are liberated from negativity. You feel you connected to God. We all belong to God. We all go there. We all are temporary here to learn our lessons. So what you get from a spirit on the other side is fascinating. They never come other than with the intention of helping. They always come to be acknowledged. Many times they come because they want to ask for forgiveness for whatever went wrong, you know. They don't come up with the same bad feelings. You know, sometimes people that were really bad people on earth, you know, from the other side, when they come through, they come peaceful. With the need of sending love and help. They help. There's a superior force out there. I truly believe that this universe is guided from above in the big way. And that's why my philosophy is that somehow at a higher dimension, we will get help from above to transcend the challenging era and to be able to achieve that shift from this level where we are now into the next, into a very, very fast period of time. Because the concept of time is man-made. In this era, and in a matter of 2 years, the idea of time comes to zero. So in actuality, the whole idea that time is expressing us is not going to be anymore. I don't even think if we have still the same physical time like we used to have according to the Schumann resonance. So even time is changing right now that we created thousands of years ago when we established the calendar. So it's fascinating how the veil between physics and metaphysics is so thin right now. So there are a lot of visions coming to a lot of people. People become more intuitive than they have ever been, more psychic than they have ever been, because the veil is thin, so we sense what's on the other dimension. We communicate with the spirit more than we have ever done it ever. Actually, I don't know if you know or if our listeners know, but the first one who wrote the 4-6 books about the spirit code was the French philosopher Alain Kardec in, I think, 1830-something. So that was the first time when actually we start to acknowledge that, yes, there is communication with the spirit world, and it can be proven even scientifically. Now, going back to Einstein, he used to say that we live into a limited time, but beyond the time that is limited, there is the continuous time. And so when you actually detach from the world of the physics, you go into the continuous time where there is no death anymore, where there is no suffering anymore, and everything that's death, that's suffering, is created by us, because I don't think that God wanted us to suffer, and I don't think that God wants us to go to war and kill each other, judge each other, blame each other, hate each other, be jealous of each other. This is all only made by us. I was just thinking the other day, because it's so fascinating that we believe that there are aliens that's going to invade us. Well, nobody's going to invade us, Scott. That's a big prediction. Nobody will ever do, because this is all in our heads. There are no negative forces coming to attack life on Earth. We only can attack each other. You know, the harm that has been done is within ourselves, that is done by us against each other.
That's so true. You know, there's so much more for you to gain, dear listeners, in the new book from Carmen Hara, Holiness, Wholeness, Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity that Heals Our World. A lot of great lessons for all of us at this time. Something definitely worth picking up and reading this summer. Check out it, the website, holiness.com. It's Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthy, here on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line, 347-308-8478. Now we're going to turn toward our wonderful listeners who've been patiently waiting to talk to Carmen this evening. Now, Carmen, when you tap into the other side for our listeners, what do you need to know from them? And what actually, you know, we're on the telephone. This is not like a personal consultation, even though you do those on the phone. But what's going on with you as they're asking their question? Anyone, you know, how can they use this time to serve themselves the best?
I think that people calling, they should have a question at least in their mind, and feel free to ask me if they need to know. If there is the need of someone channeling, you know, and someone wants to come through, they usually do. Spirits, they usually come, you know. I make a parenthesis. I called someone yesterday, and the moment I call her, I start talking about her mother, and then I said, your mother mentions that something happened to you 14 years ago, and the woman started to cry. She said, 14 years ago, my father died. And she said, it's interesting that it's Father's Day. And then the mother brought up the name of the father, and it was so interesting. And I think that phone call was actually meant because that spirit wanted to say hello on Father's Day, you know, and remember himself to his daughter. So it's interesting. When they want to talk, they will talk. I tell you, they will find the channel. They will find the way of the voice to be heard in a way or another. So I want for the listener to acknowledge that anytime they feel like some sensation or something is happening or a message happening or something, they should understand that they are connected by those who love them on the other side, who want somehow to send them a message or acknowledge something.
Very good. Well, our first caller has been on hold for quite a while from a 209 area code. 209, who's this?
Oh, it's Mar. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome, Mar. You're on with Carmen Hara. Go ahead, please.
Oh,
hi, Mar.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, my pleasure. How can I help you?
Well, you know, I'm in the process of applying for disability, but I don't think that I'm going to be able to wait for it. So it could take too long, and I don't want to be without money, and I don't want to have to move from the duplex I'm in. So I need to start bringing money in. What do you recommend?
I actually think that if you apply for disability, it's not going to take so long. It's not as long as you think, because I think there's going to be someone who's going to help you right away. So if you apply, you're going to have a surprise that you will get that sooner. And I think you should apply because you're entitled to. It's just my advice to you. Second of all, I don't think you're going to move from the duplex that you are in. I think you should just stay there. It's your home, you know. And you make it your home. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
So apply for disability. That would be the first advice, because I tell you intuitively, you will get it sooner. Stay where you are. You'll have no problem whatsoever. I also think that you can work from home. I don't know if you ever thought about working in through a computer or generating income from the comfort of your home. Did you try that?
I'm a professional writer, and I've got a huge script that I want to get sold, but I feel blocked, like, oh my gosh, I've got to start making money. So yes, I've worked.
No, you're not blocked with that one either. So I have to contradict you here. So working from home will have to do with writing, and you have to continue writing, and you have to understand that there's a huge potential to generate money through your script, through the work that you do when you write. You're very talented. I don't see that you will generate money by going out of your home, I don't know where, and trying to make a tiny income just for that. It feels like that's not quite the way to do it. But on the other hand, I'm not afraid of you being without money. You do also have help from the spirit world from two people who are telling me that you will get all the money that you need.
Okay.
Sorry?
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's great.
Yeah.
To hear.
So I just wanted to make sure that you know that there is help coming from you, from two people, a man and a woman. They actually come together. And one of them shows me an LM name. So I want you to know that you're very protected. You're not in any kind of a danger. You're not going to be without money. In reality, you are doing pretty well, and even health-wise overall, I mean, things are pretty stable with your health. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't want you to be worried, or I don't want you to believe that you are sick or having a serious problems. I just think that disability is something that you're entitled to, the way I feel it. And I don't know if you have anybody in your family that has a name like Elizabeth or an E name. Does it ring any bell?
Yes, it's my niece.
It's your niece. Okay. Can she be guiding you into something, helping you with something. I wonder, where am I feeling this way? And where is the name with an M, like Margaret, Michael? Where is an M name that is also very helpful?
I think that's my mom. It's Marjorie.
Marjorie. Okay. Marjorie,
yeah.
Can she help you also?
Well, it's my mom that's passed over.
Oh, that's your mom who's passed forward. So that means that's the spirit that I tap into, because there were two people on the other side. But I'm asking you, she might be helping you from where she is, but is there's also women with an M helping you here. So I guess that your mother will want you to know that she's helping you indirectly through someone here who's a woman in her 40s who seemed to be very helpful. You're going to have all the help you can ask for and the money that you need for you not to have any problems whatsoever, and continue the writing because you're doing such a terrific job.
All right, Mar.
Thank you so much. Thank you both very much. What a beautiful call.
Oh, my dear. Love you.
Show.
Lots of love to you. Okay.
Well, thank you,
Mar.
Yeah.
Love to you both. Okay, good night.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, I know about that writer's block stuff and how every day things can get in the way, you know. So
I think that one of the things that people should do, you know, they have to acknowledge that if you live in that kind of an idea of being whole with yourself, you're not allowing the fear, you know.
Yeah.
To kill your spirit, and you're not allowing yourself to believe that you're not going to succeed. And then you will be able to reach out at that frequency in which you need to reach out where you should and get where you want. And it's never too late, and it will happen. I myself prayed years and years to be on Hay House, and I made it happen, you know, but it took me a while. Things might take longer sometimes, and not as fast as we want. But if you never give up on your hope and on your dreams, you know, people who don't dream, they don't have too much. So think that way. So continue to dream. Put the energy of there. Sooner or later, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah, our next caller is a long-term listener. And Deanna, I can't imagine what's up tonight.
Hi, Deanna.
Hey. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay, my sweetheart. How are you? I love you.
Me too. It's finally rained in Miami. At least it rained in my neighborhood today.
Well,
oh,
I'm near
no.
Miami. Like, I'm 15 minutes from Miami. So it has been raining for a while.
No, not in the beach. Not at all.
Not
it
on the beach.
Today.
Well, it has been raining on near me here. I'm near the beach. I'm one block away from the beach. I don't know probably where I am, and I'm like 20 minutes away from you, 20 minutes. Yeah.
I know. I'm in Normandy, but I'm thankful for rain. Carmen, what can you tell me about the job I just started last week? It's going to go on like 2-3 months.
Okay.
Do you see that it's going to go well?
It's going to go well. Who has a name like Josephine, Josie, GJ, sound of a name for a woman? Is this woman having anything to do with your work?
The Josie I know is a friend's daughter, and the friend passed away recently.
Okay, that's probably what it is. So probably this was a young person?
No, the mother, Nellie, was in her mid-80s.
Oh, okay.
They were super nice people.
Then I tell you, I am in contact with someone who died young. That's all I can tell you. I'm in contact with someone who says hello to you, but died young, doesn't tell me too much. I can describe only someone who had long hair, long brunette. Talking about people on the other side who just can't jump into the conversation. And she's not, I don't think this is someone from America. I have a feeling that this is someone who didn't actually die this part of the world. And she might be gone for a while, but all I can tell that there is a woman here with flowers for you. So, and she talks about a birthday or an event. Is there any birthday coming or anything significant for you?
Not in the near future.
Okay. Well, unless it's for somebody around you, but there's some kind of a message like this, because this is someone who comes with flowers and love towards you. So will be able to know much more in the near you'll be able to know much more in the near future in a matter of 5-6 weeks. But I think with this job, you are secure for a while. Is this a job that you sign a contract for a period of time?
No, I'm assigned as an interpreter. I'm assigned work, and this one's from the state of Texas. And that's what I do, and I got it for about 2-3 months.
So it's contract.
Okay, can it be another job after 2-3 months? I think you're going to get another offer that is during the fall. Can it be that you get another big job coming? Because that's how I feel it.
Well, I hope it's the permanent job that I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, there's a job that in so many ways is more important for you, more powerful, more long-lasting. There is a person helping you here that there's a name that starts with a D. So there's you get help in the near future towards the fall into something that when it comes to job, there's more stability, more stability.
That would be very, very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deanna.
I love you.
Yeah.
Love
Congratulations
you.
On your new contract job there for a couple of months, okay?
Thank you, and mucho más to you, Carmen.
Okay, I love you, Deanna.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Positively Incorrect here live Sunday evenings with your host, Scott Cluthie, and my guest is Dr. Carmen Hotta. Her new book is Holiness. You can check it out at the website, holiness.com. Find it at your favorite bookstore, Amazon, so on. Just released nationally as a national rollout from Hay House. And the website is holiness.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, like something that's whole. Holiness.com. Boy, there I go again. Our next caller is from a 703 area code, 703. And who is this evening?
Hi, my name is Paula. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Paula, good evening. You're on with
Carmen. Hi, my dear Paula.
Dear Carmen, how are you?
I'm okay. It's good to hear your voice. How can I help you?
Well, I was with today being Father's Day and all, I was just wondering, my dear dad passed away 3 years ago, if you have anything, any message from him.
He's so kind. He's looking like he's going to a celebration or like to an event or to... Do you remember how he was dressed at one of your major events, like wedding or something?
Yes.
Do you remember that picture, that image of him?
Yes.
That's exactly the way he is right now. He said he's celebrating this event.
What
he mentioned of being with some women on the other side. I don't know if that's... He had a sister, your father?
Yeah, he's with two of his sisters are with him.
Two of his sisters and his mother. He's with three
yes.
women. And the three of them are sort of celebrating him. And he said he was very proud. This is a man very proud of the family. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Very family-oriented, and he loved you. Sometime he said he acted like a little bit too tough, or do you agree with me? He was like
yes.
like the tough character.
Yes.
But behind that facade was that big heart and that beautiful soul. He said he knows you remember all the great moments that you guys have together. And he tells me to take care of, he shows me an L or an A name, I'm not so sure. And I'm trying to understand who's he referring to. Do you have a daughter?
No. No, my brother is Albert.
Oh, then probably your brother. I thought he's referring to someone in the family. Is there any problem with Albert?
What kind of problem? Like what?
Does he have anything that he needs to be careful? Does he have anything physical?
No, he's very healthy, very athletic.
And I'm just trying to understand why he says to take care of, or in which sense, or in which way. I don't know more than that because he's not telling me more other than taking care of. But taking care can mean many things.
Mm.
Does your brother have a daughter?
No.
I don't know where the daughter figure comes in. I don't understand that.
No, I have another brother that has three daughters.
Oh, probably that. Yeah, that's what it is. So I knew there is a granddaughter. There is a granddaughter here.
Mm-hmm.
And any of this granddaughter are engaged or married?
One is married, yes.
Okay. Now I know where the message is. And this is a big message. And I know why you called tonight. Because your father will come back.
Okay.
So your father will incarnate. Actually, he even tells him when he's going to be born. And he will become the son of his granddaughter. Believe it or not, I think that's the way the will of life works. In my philosophy, you know, we come here, sometime we never resolve the karma, and then we coming back. When we coming back, we choose to come back in the same family karma. That's why many times we heal, we have so many things in common coming from somewhere, you know. That's why I personally believe in past lives. And for thousands of years, we believe in the soul philosophy of incarnation. So I think that your father is coming back. And that's why he points towards the granddaughter, because that's where he's going to come back. He also shows me a W name, and a J name. Does it ring any bell?
A William.
And who was William?
My other brother's John.
John, and who's William?
William's a friend of mine that passed over.
He's passed?
Yes. But okay. John is alive.
John is alive. That's your brother,
yes.
No?
Yes.
Okay. So, but he does mention William. So he does mention William probably because he is with William. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Was William someone you were very close to?
Yes.
Oh, I have a sense of him. I actually see him.
Oh, wow.
He was some kind of a character. Do you agree with me?
You better believe it.
Yeah. He was a character, this guy. I mean, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe how clearly. He makes me laugh. Yeah, this is a guy that was very interesting. He tells me he has nothing to regret, and hanging out with your dad is quite some fun.
Oh, cool.
So they having fun on the other side.
Good.
And
that's
by your
great.
Father, your father is like sending you so much love. He's so, what a nice person. What an amazing, bright, you know, and down-to-earth man he was.
He was absolutely wonderful.
Remarkable personality. He said he always wanted to do more, but I think he did everything. In the way he treated everybody and the way he took care of everybody was really remarkable. He said he will always remember everything you've done for him and all the things you've done for him on Father's Day and how much you honor him through years. So he says all the memories are alive. He's revisiting them every second. And he's trying to be in touch with you, I tell you, Paul. He's trying to be in touch with you so frequently.
Oh, good.
Okay, Paula.
He says that you will feel something coming from him in the near future. There's like feeling rewarded in a way for something that has been missing in your life. That's what I'm telling you. He said he's going to try to replenish that missing link or connect the missing link. Does it make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Thank you. That's
yeah.
Great.
So he will help you. You know what I mean? Have that emptiness go away, and you will never feel as fulfilled like you will in the near future. You never felt this way, so you will feel finally completely like a whole. Talking about holiness.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Paula. Thank you for calling.
Love you, Paula.
You, Carmen. Love you. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye. Bye.
Great one there. All right, my guest is Dr. Carmen Hara here on Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie. We're going to take a short break and remind you about the great companies that sponsor this show. Carmen, you hold the line. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Positively Incorrect with your host, Scott Cluthie, on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in line is 347-308-8478. Stay with us. We'll be right back.